Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. A very important part of the battle space of this war, it turns out, is playing out at the moment in the United States Congress. The President of the United States is determined to negotiate a new sweeping and, I think, quite ominous agreement. He calls it a trade agreement. It's billed as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But as our first guest will discuss, it's much more than that. And the implications of it are quite stunning. And the fact that it has not received more careful scrutiny to date is also mystifying and alarming, especially in light of the fact that the Senate of the United States yesterday, on a key procedural vote, went along with, well, essentially rubber stamping this agreement. Our guest is Jessica Vaughn. She is the Director for Policy Studies for a marvelous organization in Washington, D.C., the Center for Immigration Studies. She formerly was a Foreign Service Officer with the Department of State. She's been widely published, has testified on Capitol Hill. You've seen her, I'm sure, on all of the right networks. It is a delight to have her with us, I think, for the first time here at Secure Freedom Radio. Jessica, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Frank. So glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here, too, because I frankly need a sanity check on what on earth the Senate did yesterday by the narrowest of margins, agreeing to this so-called Trade Promotion Authority or Fast Track Authority for a president of the United States who deserves no, I think, discretion on these matters at all. What happened yesterday and what does it portend?
Well, yesterday the Senate managed to beat down a possible filibuster of a piece of legislation that would give this president and the next president the ability and authority to negotiate trade agreements that would then be sent to Congress for an up or down vote without opportunity for offering amendments or changing them anyway. So it's sort of pass-fail, take it or leave it. And the problem with that is these agreements are tremendously complex and cover a huge array of parts of our economy that most people don't realize. When Americans think of trade agreements, we think of getting other countries like Japan to allow us to sell more goods there, or other countries in the world that are often seem more protectionist than the United States, and really are more protectionist than the United States. And any of us who studied even, you know, a little bit of economics, we're taught to believe that trade is good. It helps everybody. It's, you know, better for consumers and so on. But these agreements address trade in a way that's different than a lot of people realize. Not so much the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the next one that is going to be completed, but other agreements that are in the works and have been for a long time. And one of these is known as the Trade and Services Agreement. So that while we think of trade as involving goods, other countries in the world think of trade as also involving what they call trade and services, which is really no more than sending workers from their country to another country to work and do jobs that often are already being done, in our case, by Americans.
This would be known as immigration under
exactly.
Other circumstances, I guess, right? Not trade and services.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because the leaders in Congress, most notably Paul Ryan, have been saying, well, this is not about immigration at all. We're talking about people coming on temporary visas. But, you know, if you lose your job to a foreign worker, you don't care whether they came in on a green card or a temporary visa or whatever. The fact is that they're coming here to do jobs that are now being done by Americans.
And they're being brought in on a basis that would not be subject to the normal processes for limiting or overseeing, for that matter, immigration. And Jessica, this is, I want to come back to the Trans-Pacific Partnership for a moment, because I understand even before we get to this trade and services agreement, there are only something like 5 out of 27 of these provisions. And all of this has been masked by secrecy. Only, it appears, the special interests and some government bureaucrats are able to know what's actually in this document at the moment. But I gather that there is a lot of other stuff that is going to bear on immigration, that is going to bear on environmental protection and various kinds of regulations. And in fact, even according to Senator Jeff Sessions, a kind of European Union-like transnational body to essentially determine regulations and even laws, I guess, going forward. Is that your understanding? And what does that portend, not just for immigration, but really for our republic?
Yes, and it sounds very hypothetical and, you know, kind of too horrifying to be true, but we have been inching that way, and that's the only way these pacts can work, because the thing is that our trade negotiators are after one thing, and that is opening up foreign markets for big corporations. They want to get to that point by making concessions to other countries, and one of the places they look to do that is in access to the U.S. through visas for workers. But the only, and their very goal, and I've talked to some of these negotiators about it, and they say the goal is to lock in provisions so they cannot be changed. And the effect of that is that if Congress or a state government wants to change laws that affect any aspect of this treaty, whether it's a certain good that's sold or the ability for a foreign worker to come in and take a job here, that could be considered a trade barrier and leave us vulnerable to another country or company actually trying to sue us in basically an international court. It's not really a court. They call them tribunals that are set up to enforce the provisions of these trade deals to make sure that nobody changes anything that was agreed to. And these are run by international trade experts from all these different countries who sit on these tribunals and decide whether, say, Iowa's law that they enacted on, you know, credentialing of foreign dentists is going to block dentists from another country from coming to work in Iowa, or, you know, something that has to do with the safety of a product or an environmental regulation. Anything that would be passed through our democratic process that affects another corporation or country's ability to make a profit here would be subject to this international tribunal's review.
So this is really the transnational agenda. The president has called this the most progressive trade agreement in history, and I don't think he means that in anything other than the political sense of progressive. And I guess, Jessica, what you're saying is, whether it's, again, on immigration matters or whether it's on a whole host of other issues, we may well be seeing Congress signing its death warrant as a functional check and balance as envisioned in the Constitution of the United States. Is that overstating the gravity of this question?
No, that's exactly right. And that's why I was so shocked that so many members of Congress were willing to sign away their authority and their responsibility as a Democratic body to, first of all, allow this president to negotiate something like this, and secondly, you know, to be willing to subject our laws to review by unaccountable international bureaucrats. It's, you know, we see how this works. Anybody can, you know, observe how the European Union operates and find out, you know, what happens to a nation's sovereignty.
And needless to say, what we're watching play out, coming back again to your area of expertise in immigration matters at the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn, is how well that's working out in Europe at the moment, with not only the illegals coming across the Mediterranean and all kinds of boats and crafts, but also those coming across its land borders and really fundamentally transforming to use that expression of the president's, the Europeans and their polities. It's a troubling prospect. I know you will be following it closely. I hope we will actually be able to have a serious debate about this Trans-Pacific Partnership, despite what Congress has now done. Jessica, as we go forward, we look forward to having you back often. Thanks for the terrific work you all are doing at the Center for Immigration Studies. It's incalculably important. Keep it up and come back to us again very soon.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.